reading a system that's off, when you don't yet know why, the unit is just sitting there. No cooling, no heating, maybe nothing at all. A structured way to interrogate a dead system, establish where in the chain of events it stops, and let the sequence of operation tell you where to put your meter. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Sometimes you walk up to a system that's simply off and there's no obvious story, no scorched contactor, no iced coil, no error blinking at you. The customer says it just stopped. A parts changer pokes around randomly and hopes. A diagnostician does something different. Instead of asking what's broken, asks how far does it get before it stops. Every HVAC system runs a sequence, a chain of events from thermostat call to delivered conditioned air. When the system is off, it's stuck somewhere in that chain. Find the exact link where the sequence dies and you've narrowed a whole system down to one stage. This is signal tracing applied to HVAC, and it turns I don't know why into it stops right here. How it works. The key concept is the sequence of operation, the ordered list of things that must happen, each one gating the next. Thermostat senses a need and closes a circuit call for cool, R2Y and R2G. Call for heat, R2W or the heat sequence. That 24-volt signal travels to the equipment and energizes controls, a contactor coil, a board, a gas valve sequence, a blower relay. Those controls close power circuits to the loads, compressor, condenser fan, blower, igniter. The loads run and the system delivers heating or cooling. At every step there's a gate that can stop the chain, a thermostat not calling, a blown low voltage fuse, an open safety and series limit, float, pressure switch, door switch, a dead transformer, a board that won't pass the signal, a contactor that won't pull in, a capacitor that won't let a motor start, or a load that's failed. The system is off because one of those gates is open. Your meter, applied at the right gate, finds it in minutes. In the field, work the chain in order. Follow the signal from where it starts to where it stops. Establish what off means. Totally dead, nothing at all. No display or partially running blower runs, but no cool. Condenser hums, but won't start. Totally dead points at power or the transformer slash low voltage side. Partially running tells you the chain got partway. Start where it stopped. Confirm line power first. Is there 240 volts or the right line voltage at the disconnect and at the equipment? A tripped breaker, blown disconnect, or open whip ends the investigation right there. Don't trace 24 volts on a unit with no line power. Confirm the thermostat is actually calling. At the equipment's low voltage terminals, is there 24 volts between R and Y cool or R and W heat when the stat calls? No call signal to the problem is upstream. Thermostat, thermostat wiring, batteries, or a setting. A jumper at the board R to Y briefly tells you whether the equipment responds to a call. If it runs on a jumper, the thermostat slash wiring is your fault. Confirm 24 volts exists at all. Measure R to C. No 24 volts to check the transformer and the low voltage fuse. A common dead system cause is a blown 3 amps slash 5 amps board fuse from a shorted thermostat wire. A dead transformer or popped fuse kills everything downstream and looks like a totally dead unit. Walk the safety string. Many safeties wire in series with the call or the common. A tripped float switch, a stuck open limit, a locked out pressure switch, a blower door safety switch. Any one open breaks the chain. Check each device that sits in series. An open safety is reporting something, so note what it protects. Find the exact open with the meter. Now you know roughly where it stops. Go to that stage and measure across each component. Voltage present on one side of a switch slash relay but not the other equals that device is open. Voltage present at a coil but the contactor won't pull in equals bad coil or mechanically stuck. Voltage to a motor but no run equals capacitor or motor. Pull any fault history slash lockout. Boards and connected equipment often store why they shut down. A flash code, a lockout, a log trip. Reading that before you start poking can hand you the answer. Normal values and targets. Orientation only. Line voltage, about 240 volts single phase at the disconnect slash equipment or the unit rating. Significantly low or absent equals power problem. Control voltage, about 24 volts nominally, 24 to 28 volts between R and C with the transformer energized. Zero equals transformer slash fuse slash primary power problem. Call signal, about 24 volts between R and Y cool or R and W heat when the thermostat calls. Zero during a call equals thermostat slash wiring slash upstream. Across a closed switch or safety, about 0 volts drop it's closed slash conducting. Reading full control voltage across it means it's open. The source side has voltage, the load side doesn't. Low voltage fuse, typically 3 amps or 5 amps on the board. Open fuse equals a short somewhere in the 24 volts wiring, often a rub through thermostat wire or a shorted contactor coil. Common faults and what they mean. Totally dead. No display. No 24 volts. Transformer failed or low voltage fuse blown. Look for a shorted thermostat wire or condensate soaked control. Or no line power breaker slash disconnect slash whip. 24 volts present but no call signal during a call. Thermostat dead slash misconfigured. Thermostat wiring open. Or batteries dead. Call signal present but contactor won't pull in. Open contactor coil. Mechanically stuck contactor. Or an open safety in series between the call and the coil. Contactor pulls in but compressor won't start. Capacitor. Compressor locked rotor slash open windings. Or a connection. Line side now. Not control side. An open safety in the string float. Limit. Pressure switch. The system is off on purpose. Find the condition the safety tripped on. Don't just reset it. Board has power and call but won't energize outputs. Failed board, but prove the input's power, call. Safety's closed or all good first, or you'll condemn a good board. Tech tips and gotchas. Trace the signal. Dot shotgun parts. Where does it stop is the whole method. Find the first gate that's open and you've localized the fault to one stage instead of guessing across the whole system. Always confirm line power and 24 volts before chasing anything fancy. Half of totally dead calls are a blown low voltage fuse or a dead transformer. Cheap, fast, and embarrassing to miss after an hour of poking. A jumper test is your fastest call slash equipment split. Jumper R to Y at the board. If the equipment runs, the thermostat or its wiring is the fault. If it doesn't, the problem is in the equipment. Do it briefly and safely, respecting any required safeties. Asterisk asterisk voltage across a closed switch should be 0. Asterisk asterisk if you read full voltage across a switch or safety that should be closed, it's open. That's your stopping point. This single reading habit finds open safeties fast. Open safeties are diagnoses, not annoyances. A tripped float or limit means a real condition woofer. Overheat happened. Reset only after you understand why. Read the board's flash code slash lockout first. Manufacturers built in the answer. Ignoring it and going straight to the meter wastes time. Condensate and critters kill control circuits. Water dripping on a board or a chewed thermostat wire shorts the 24 volts and pops the fuse. Look for the obvious environmental cause of a dead low voltage side. Safety slash code notes. Confirm power is where you expect with a meter before touching conductors. Assume circuits are live until proven otherwise. Don't bypass safeties in the string to get it running. Each one limit, float, pressure switch, rollout, door switch protects against a real hazard. Diagnose what tripped it. A blown low voltage fuse usually means a short. Find and fix the short rather than just replacing the fuse, or it pops again and a repeatedly bypassed fuse is a fire risk. Live panel safety. Rated meters, one hand clear, PPE. Bleed capacitors before handling motor terminals.